Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sullivan, and towards Runnels, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to second. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Keogh reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Keogh scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foytak moves to third. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. Foytak scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2. And the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris bunts in front of the plate. Berberet fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al-Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Harris moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foytak hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Harris scores. Kaline scores. Maxwell goes all the way around to score. Foytak moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 2 in the game. Keane hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Tom Morgan now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 2 in the game. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 3 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 3 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Lou Berberet. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brewer moves to second. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan bunts in front of the plate. Wilson fields it and throws to third for the out. Button moves to second. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Button scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy White now catching. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Jensen strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Keogh, who is chasing the ball. Maxwell reaches third base with a triple. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. Maxwell scores. One out. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on White. Wilson moves to third. Bob Hazel pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hazel moves to second. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Ozzie Virgil. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.